Hello, how are you, Miss Nassim? How are you doing? Okay, about this subject, I talked about this, if you remember, I believe it was last year. And when I started VIP lessons, I think that this lesson was the second lesson that I listened to. So I've listened to over the course of maybe 2 weeks. For 2 weeks, I just listened to this for 2 weeks. I remember that, still, I remember who actually sent some comments for me. Yeah, so I talked, and I believe some of the guys that they're not here right now, they sent some comments, and one of them, I believe it was named Alale, Alan, Mrs. Alale, if I'm not mistaken. So yeah, back in those days, I couldn't talk much, so I just said some of the ideas that I learned from AJ. Today, I like to talk more about this. Financial freedom. One way to have financial freedom is having several stream of money or financial streams. So a stream means river. So you can see that how it means. But I think if you want to become rich, just making money won't be enough, because when you make money, especially in Iran, I believe that we have money problem. Because when you make money, we are not living with riyal, we are living with dollars. And if the dollar go high, and it's the currency of dollar is going to be so high, so the more you work, it's like you're not working at all. So we are living with dollars, and as a result of that, it's bad if we just concentrate on working. So as a result of that, another way to have financial freedom is to build lots of streams of income. And streams of income, at the moment I'm using this, I have a job, and of course I teach English. So my stream of income, just I have one stream of income, and it's teaching. So I have two jobs. Yes, it takes time, but the money is hey, so-so. So about other things, for example, I believe that sometimes we have to pay and get a little bit more money back. So for example, we can invest in some places, some area, and I think that where. So in Iran, we don't have much opportunity to invest. I believe that buying some stuff, especially properties, are very good in Iran. So if you buy a property, next year it's going to be expensive if the dollar go high. So you can sell your property and be rich in some way. So yeah, the best way to invest. So these are the things that we have to take into consideration. And have a property and rent it out, and then you will have some financial streams. So if I buy a property in the future, I will teach English, I will have my job, and of course I'll rent it out, and I have several streams of income. I prefer not to. Back in those days, I said that I prefer to give my money to the banks and let them give me a little bit of streams of income. But I found out that banks are not good, because still it's real. It's when it's all about real, it's not gonna give you much money, so you have to change it. So I believe the best way to invest in Iran is something out of the currency in Iran, because as I said, the expenses in Iran is not just real. We pay with riyals, but the financial, the actually economic of Iran is based on dollars. So I believe that we have to find a stream which is connected to dollars, or which stream that won't be affected by dollars, like properties, coins or buildings, or I don't know, ground or something like that. So yeah, all about properties and the things that are not based or not it is based on dollars or are not effective affected by dollars. So that's it. I talk a lot. So thank you so much. Good conversation, good speech from you, good lecture. I look forward to hear more from you. Peace.